My mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. So here we have this story that we are so intimately familiar with, and we've come, we're still in Advent today, technically speaking, but this is our gospel reading for this coming Sunday, or this coming Saturday night. And this is the night that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I think one of the things that seems peculiar to me this year is the fact that God is coming onto us a poor, fragile human being. This little child helpless in the manger is God. And God requires a mother to lift him up and place him to her breast. God requires a father to work, hammering nails into wood to make a living so that mother can feed and raise this child. God requires this community to lift him up in order that he survive. Because as we all know, throughout the entire life of Jesus, even though he was a God, and even though he made miracles, he was still vulnerable to humanity. He still was lifted onto a cross, and he still died. This is vulnerability. This is the true intimacy that God has given to us. Now, I had this... Who here remembers the television... Well, I mean, who here had kids... I mean, we're all a bit old to remember ourselves, but who here had kids that watched a TV show called Teletubbies, or even grandkids? Grandkids, okay. Teletubbies. And I was sitting here talking about and thinking about this text, and I thought of the baby Jesus, God and the baby Jesus, and I thought of that little son with the face. The little baby face looking out of it. And to be honest with you, that was a little girl. It wasn't a little boy. But still, you know, because we also, you know, God is made in our image. I mean, we are made in God's image. Man and woman made in God's image. Boy and girl made in God's image. Baby made in God's image. And this blessed night that we're approaching, this Christmas, you know, I haven't... You know, the whole gift-giving aspect to it has not been in the forefront of my mind. When I was a child, of course, getting gifts, that was the big thing, you know, because Santa Claus and all that. But these days, I really, really focus that our gift was Christ. That God gave to us. That this was who rescued us from the earth that was in the world. And as we look, we can remember that even as we are vulnerable, even as we are scared, even as that we have the world up against us, that God is vulnerable to us. And that we, beloved by God, can make God smile, showing our love for God and for one another. Amen.